Keystone Pipeline on the move again. The IRS says, I'll take the fifth, at least one of the top dogs, anyone. Anyway, the woman responsible for overseeing the tax-exempt arm of the IRS. All of that and so much more we're going to dive into here on this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What are you doing out there, America? Getting ready for the holiday weekend? Ready to grill out, watch some baseball, hang out with your posse, maybe take in a little family time? Hopefully some of you have been able to string together a few days off anyway. All right, there's no rest for the weary, and the weary is absolutely, and our hearts bleed for the people in Moore, Oklahoma, because they can't get enough help, and so many people are doing everything they can to help them. I was looking at a fund today, and it's up to almost $700,000 and more, and that's, you know, that's really the good news there. So all kinds of descriptions about what it was like to ride out the twister, to be one of the survivors, to lose somebody in it. 24 dead, we know the statistics, pretty grim, and too many kids, 7 in that school that actually drowned, which is an incredible tragedy. The aftermath of this is going to be, I believe, that people need to get storm shelters. I checked to do a little check today, and you might be able to get it cheaper, but the average runs $6,000 to $8,000 to have a storm shelter, and they come in lots of different sizes and shapes, and depending on sizes of families. But of course, in Oklahoma, lots of people, especially this Moore area, are running out to get those storm shelters, since in 14 years they've had some pretty big tornadoes. Here is Dena Clark talking about what it was like, the debris hitting them, and actually digging in and working together. Take a listen.
Debris started seeping in through the cracks. There was glass coming in, cutting people's feet who had sandals on. Everyone worked together, total strangers, hugging, telling each other, you're going to be okay, it's going to be okay, we're going to make it through this. Citizens came from wherever they had emerged from and started digging us out of the debris, and we were finally able to open the vault door, and we emerged from the vault. Decided I was just going to make a quick stop to the bank and deposit some money. I went inside and started my transaction, and in the middle of it, the teller hands me my money back and tells me, we're going into the vault.
All right, so quick thinking there. That worked out, but you heard the description of what that was like, but the vault was the place to be because it's like a freight train. Once that tornado hit land and was on the ground for 40 minutes, tearing up 17 to 20 miles, eliminating more almost from end to end. And for some people, it was just a matter of where they were. There's an example. I'm at the bank. Boom, now I'm in the vault. Everybody's getting in the vault, and we'll just try to ride this out. There were some people who had storm shelters. I mentioned at the beginning that now I think that's going to be part of the discussion. But about 10% is what's the estimates that's floating around of how many people actually had a place to go. Okay, we're bailing out on the house. We're going underground. Here's our shelter. We have an above-ground one that can withstand EF5. And that's pretty tough, and there were some people that had those, but only a handful. You know, even if you go onto the City of Moore's website, how every city has their own website, if you go onto their website, it says that. It talks about that, the storm shelter issue, and I think this is what the elementary schools, when they're rebuilt, this is one of the things that's going to be heavily, heavily talked about. All right, speaking of being talked about, the White House, you know, from the top all the way down to the bottom, everybody's ears must be ringing, because that's what the buzz is in the backyard if it's not over the natural disasters and people trying to rebuild their lives on this Memorial Day holiday. The damage control that is going on at 1600 Pennsylvania has everybody walking on eggshells, from what I understand. It's because of all the so-called scandals that are piling up on top of each other, and the hits just keep on coming. The latest is another problem in the military. Now, you know, you look at the military and you can say, well, can you really trace that to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? But it's how they handle what happens, how they are handling commanders or lieutenants or people in charge that put themselves in these positions of power and then abuse them. And this is a pretty bad one. You had a West Point sergeant who was in charge of like 125 cadets. He was teaching cadets, who's been accused of videotaping about a dozen of them in various states of being undressed, either halfway undressed or in the shower. And he did it for years. So this wasn't, it doesn't matter if it was a one-time thing, but he did it from 2009 to 2012. There's all kinds of questions about how he got the access that he got. So Sergeant First Class Michael McClendon is an embarrassment to the Army, but is going away for good, I think, once they throw the book at him, because he has been charged with anything that you can imagine, and he should be charged with it. Four articles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it's cruelty and maltreatment, indecent acts, dereliction in the performance of duty and actions, prejudicial to good order and discipline. He's in big trouble, but that certainly doesn't make anyone feel better who killed themselves. It's tough to get into West Point, did the kind of work, jumped through the hoops that you have to get into West Point. Again, you do. I know two people that went to West Point, and it was not easy. You got to get that letter from somebody in Congress, which seems almost laughable these days, doesn't it? I hate to say that. But, and you have to be the best of the best. You have to get that acceptance. And there are a lot of people that still want to go to West Point. So think of the people that went to West Point, and then this is what they hear afterwards and what they're slammed with. And they know who they are. They know if they were there during the years that he was in charge of them. So it wouldn't be tough to figure out. Chuck Hagel must have the worst job in the world right now. He's getting squeezed in so many directions. But, hey, you sign up for it, it's on your watch. So the defense secretary has to come down hard on this. Even saying I'm concerned and disturbed isn't quite enough. Okay, we got to clean this act up here, because it's not just the Army, it's not just the Air Force. This is across the board. We're having serious problems. It's so disappointing. I think of those graduates. I think of going to West Point to see graduation and how, I'll be honest, how welled up I got. It was a neighbor, a very close neighbor, and oh, the pride that just ran across all of us. You know, the hat's going up, and I know what they go through, and then waiting for those appointments. So this is a big blow, a huge blow to that program. Absolutely. Coming up next on America Tonight, I figured with all of the tragedy and all the rough stuff going on that we're all infuriated about coming out of Washington, D.C., since it's a holiday weekend, we would lighten the load. I'm going to introduce you to somebody who is pounding the pavement to get known in the music world, doing it the old-fashioned way. Stay tuned. You want to hear this.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system. system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Well, as everybody knows, and we've done it even once already this week, I like to put spotlights on entertainers or musicians, people who are doing something really unique, too, in the field. And we've got somebody who fits that to a T. Shelley Lane, who is a singer-songwriter, wrote the song Born Again American, is in our virtual green room. She actually co-wrote that song with Jim Keys. You might not know the name, but he's a former CEO of Blockbuster and 7-Eleven. What an interesting combo that is. So how do you get your music out there? Shelley's going to tell us what she's doing. She's doing it sort of the hard way, but also the interesting way to do it, one radio station at a time. Shelley, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So talk about the song. What led you to co-writing this song and meeting Jim Keys and all that stuff?
Well, you know, lately it seems over the last year and a half, maybe even a little bit longer, I've observed just in friends, family, and acquaintances, people I've come across on the road and on the path, there seems to be a state of depression, or maybe that may be too extreme, but just kind of down in the mouth, and maybe people have lost their way, fallen off track with their lives, whether it be in a financial way or a personal way, of, you know, just they're down. And so I felt like it was time that we re-inspire and reignite the American dream in that of the listener. And so the concept Born Again American comes from one, basically, like I said, American dream, living that American dream, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, as we say here in Texas, and recovering and finding a way to use your skill set and your talent to get back on top and to rise above. And so that's what the root of the song is about, being independent and finding a way. And it's kind of become more of a movement for me now, more than just a song. I met Jim Keys, by the way, up in New York. I was singing for Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to Jim Keys. He was there as a participant in the audience. And I told him about the concept, and he said, I love that. I want to be a part of that. I want to help you write it. And so it was a complete honor to have his DNA on this song.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so you dropped the name Buzz Aldrin. What a cool guy he is. I had a little brush with fame with Buzz, too. He has such a personality. How did that work out? Is that, do you, were you doing a party? Did somebody ask you to sing for him? How did that happen?
Well, he's a personal friend of my family's, my husband, and Buzz was being inducted into, had a room dedicated to him out at the Thayer Hotel because he's a West Point graduate. And so he was having a dedication done to him where close friends and family were there, and I sang the national anthem for those folks in God Bless America. And so, like I said, it was just an honor, and that was one of the high points in my career to be able to sing for him and for that group of people. So that's how I met Jim Keys, really, was at that event.
The one thing that I left out I haven't talked about even yet is the fact that this song keeps going up the charts. It's moving up at, I guess it debuted, it went from 168 a year ago to it's up to 85 now or a little bit higher, and that's a big deal because, you know, even if it's a steady climb, it doesn't matter. People start to recognize a song and start to look at somebody's music when you start to move up that chart. How did you drive the music in that direction?
Well, to be honest, doing it the hard way, like you mentioned earlier, going from station to station and telling the story and meeting listeners and people along the way, they relate to the story. I can tell you, I stopped into a little place to take a break with my guitarist in Missouri, and we came across these folks that were sitting there, and they said, "Well, if you're not from around here, obviously we didn't look like we belonged with their group, and they didn't know us." And they said, "Where are you from?" We told them the story, and this lady literally started crying on my guitarist's shoulder and telling her story, how she had fallen out of the workforce, and she just didn't know what she was going to do with her life. And so I think it's that genuine story that everybody can relate to in some form or fashion, and I think that's what really and truly has helped the song spread and become a song that people want to hear and know more about. Because they can relate to it on a personal level. And going to station, you know, each station just by station, state to state, and telling that story, I think the listeners are now beginning to understand and want to hear more.
Yeah, and going station to station means like a couple of weeks ago you were in Nashville, Tennessee. Am I right? What was that like?
Yes.
Nashville's fun.
Oh, Nashville's a blast, and I was actually there for the Country Radio Seminar, which is a blast because all the program directors and people like yourself, radio personalities, are there hearing about the latest technology and things that are in their workplace that are interesting. And so the artists go out there, and that's an opportunity for them to have interviews and talk to the PDs about their story and their song. So I was out there and working with Mr. Byron Hill, who is also a co-author on the song. I don't want to forget to mention him because his DNA is also on the song, and he is truly an example of living your American dream. He's doing what he loves to do, which is write music and sing music, and he's had all kinds of hits. You'll know him best by Full-Hearted Memory, which just celebrated its 30th anniversary this past year. For George Strait. So there's so many, and if you look up ByronHillMusic.com, you'll see his story as well and how he's truly an example of that, living that American dream.
Yeah. How many different cities, towns, states have you been to so far?
Oh, goodness. You know, I'm going to write a book at the end of this. I will tell you that will document all of that. I can say I've gone over 10,000 miles in the last 6 weeks. So that's an incredible amount of mileage to cover in a car. And we've seen all kinds of weather. And fortunately, we were south of the weather when it happened in Oklahoma, thank goodness. And my thoughts and prayers go out to those folks out there who are recovering from that. But we have just been all over the place from the west to the east and everywhere in between. And I can tell you that I really do enjoy it. A lot of people are like, that's got to drive you nuts. But no, I love it. I love seeing all the different parts of America because it's so pretty. And the people are great. Everybody has their own little culture and personality within their communities. So it's been a pleasure.
Does your husband go with you sometimes? Does family come along once in a while? Or how are you doing this?
No, they stay behind, and I have a 7-year-old son, and so he's in school, and I have a very supportive husband who is also an entrepreneur and a hard worker, and he stays here and provides that support for Lance, my son, and holds down the fort. And thank goodness we have this technology now because we can Skype and we can do. My son loves FaceTime, you know, on the iPhone. He thinks that's his opportunity to make faces at me, which is a lot of fun. But, you know, in the back of the day, you couldn't do that. And so it was harder to go on the road for such a long period of time. But now with technology, I feel like I can be right there with them, you know, during story time or to hear the highs and lows of their day. So that's not been as much of a challenge as it would have been in the past. Right? Say maybe 10 years ago when I was on the road and in 2002, I was on the road, and we didn't have that opportunity to do that. With technology wasn't there yet.
The places that you've gone, as you mentioned, you definitely should write a book, by the way, because that would be interesting, the journey, the kind of people you met. When you get to a town and then you try to get to a radio station, it sounds like they've been pretty welcoming, like whether it's Nashville or Pittsburgh or wherever. Have you found that to be true as far as getting in somewhere and letting them, you know, hear your song, play your song, talk to you, that kind of thing?
I would say 90%, 95% of the time, people are very, very receptive because I am doing it the hard way. I don't have a a record label. I don't have a huge pocketbook of funding behind me to do this. I'm doing it all on my own. I think they like that because they view that as I'm taking on a challenge, and so everybody likes that story, that angle. I think everybody's been very warm and receptive. Yes, the answer is absolutely yes, and I wouldn't do it any differently. And by the way, the book, I'm going to write a book also about the stories that people are sharing with me, because that's actually more interesting than the radio station visits for me, because there's that personal touch. And so I've started a Twitter account. I'm not great at it yet, but I'm getting there. And the handle is @ShellySings, and Shelly is with an EY. If they want to share their born-again American story with me about how they've risen above, gotten back on top, maybe they had a bad experience and they're back on track, or they're living the American dream, then share it with me and let me know who you are, because I will include you in the book.
I was going to say, who knows, they could end up in maybe one of your lyrics in the future, too.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Yeah, absolutely. I know some songs are going to come out of this. Absolutely.
All right, Shelly Lane, like her on Facebook. As she said, it's Shelley, and Lane has an E on it. We wish you the best. Can't wait to see where this all leads to. I think good things in the future. So we'll keep an eye on you, Shelly. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike Hard StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Flip side here on America Tonight. Hope you have some great plans for this holiday week. Memorial Day, the two bookends, Memorial Day and Labor Day. But Memorial Day has such a great significance. You know, we're talking about the military and one very bad apple that shines a nasty light on some people that have done things that they shouldn't be doing. Especially when you're in charge of cadets in the Army and you're at the, you know, the hallowed halls, if you will, of West Point. It's funny, you know, you hear Shelley there mentioning playing for Buzz Aldrin and his tie to West Point. And that's the kind of people that went through West Point. So it was very depressing to hear of that story today about the creep videotaping the women from 2009 to the cadets from 2009 to 2012. And then you think Memorial Day and the significance. And I hope at some point during the day, because I know it's about burgers and beer and hanging and baseball and relaxing and water skiing and dropping a line, all that stuff. But it's also about remembering the people who gave everything because they gave their life to the service of us in the United States to keep and preserve our way of life That's why the United States, my friends, is the best country on the face of the earth to live in. That's why people come to our shores, because of the opportunity, because of the possibilities. And that's why we all get, so angry and jump on our soapboxes when we see the kind of shenanigans that are coming out of West Point, that are coming out of others who are in charge in the Navy, who are supposed to be in charge of programs that teach you X, Y, and Z about sexual harassment, but then they're the harassers. My goodness. So some of you had something to say about it, not surprisingly. Such a smart audience, paying attention to what's happening during the day. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I knew he would catch up with me. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mailbag. This one from Jody D., who says, hello, Katie D. and the rest of the crew on America Tonight. All of you do such a fabulous show. Shout out to Nathan and to Matt. So here's the question that I have for you. Who chooses the music on the show? Sometimes it is rockin' rad. Other times I'm thinking they are stuck in a time machine somewhere in like the 50s. I don't know, Nathan, you probably didn't run out for a soda. Who picks the music?
Both of us, whenever we're doing the show, I don't know, I try to pick a wide swath, and sometimes it's pretty rocking, I do gotta say.
You do an excellent job, a very good job, and you have a music background.
Oh, I love this stuff.
And you like working with music, so you... Definitely, if there's anyone that has musicality on the show, probably of even the three of us, it's probably you.
Well,
listen,
that's
I can barely play chopsticks on the piano, and I have piano lessons, so I cannot claim to have that talent.
That's a great song, too. Classic.
It is a classic to listen to. That's what I'll say. And by the way, if you have any great suggestions for music, notice this week we had two different budding artists on the show, because I thought that would be fun to start highlighting that again. And we'll have more, including some really big surprises. Some pretty famous people are set to come on the show. I don't want to say until they're definitely here, because, you know, even Jimmy Fallon's people, until they actually are on the air, they might promo it, but I want to make sure that we have them before I get you all excited about who's making their way here in the next couple of months. All right, let's take another one. This one from Ed in Illinois. I love all the people that emailed this show from Illinois. And Ed says, Kate, how bogus this fifth at that hearing, that IRS windbag suddenly so silent. Although you talked about it and we all knew that that was the plan, she wasn't going to say much of anything, and it does make you wonder, she was in charge of the group that targeted Tea Party patriots and others that had any kind of a conservative background when they were applying for tax exempt status. So why would she claim the fifth if she didn't have something to hide? It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you wonder for sure. And the panel chair, of course, Congressman Daryl Issa, just dismissed Lois Lerner as her name, but later said that he might recall her to insist that she answer questions in light of a waiver. He said that, he declared the hearing in recess instead of adjourning it. That's a procedural thing to say, we just might be walking down this path again. The IRS not being very cooperative. They always want us to cooperate, don't they? If you owe them a penny, they will track you down. I said this on another show, but I'm going to say it again. And this isn't being caustic or being attacking or just jumping on the bandwagon, because, yes, it's easy. They're a soft target. It's easy to jump on this bandwagon. But I've had enough conversations with enough people who don't make a whole bunch of money who say that they do get tracked down by the IRS. They do get weird inquiries about what about this money, or something crops up that a lot of times it's something on the IRS's part that's wrong. But it's the people that aren't making a ton of money often that end up in the crosshairs of that arm of the government. So none of us really have a big soft spot, for the group. So when you hear things like what went on in Cincinnati, of course you've got to think, yeah, I'm sorry, this is not just no big deal. This is an on-purpose thing. There was too many groups, 500 of them, then all these bizarre questions, anything to bury them in paperwork, so that they didn't get approval. So let's see what Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, comes up with. Because he's got a 30-day deadline to answer to the press on what he finds out with the IRS staff as he's probing and trying to get to the bottom of who sent what memo, what specifically was said about looking through the people who applied for the tax exemption, the group. And I think they're going to, he's going to find some things that I hope lead to heads rolling. Because if specifically these conservative groups were targeted, I mean, come on, that's stupid. Why even do that? You know, and the problem is, this all happened right after the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United. Because that opened the door to increased corporate and private political spending. But so sorry, they make the law of the land. It went up to our highest court. That's what they said. So boom, deal with it, IRS. Deal with it. See, it's convenient. There, they didn't want to deal with it there. Oh, we had an influx of so many applications. But hey, Obamacare and the individual health mandate that kicks in 2014, we're already got people on our payroll. In fact, we hired 5,000. We're training them. They've been training right now. They're ready to roll. So no mistakes when it comes to we're going to target people, but lots of foolish, stupid, idiotic mistakes when it comes to trying to do whatever they could to put the brakes on somebody that was looking to get that exemption that had anything to do with a conservative bent. It's the truth. It's there. This isn't lemming reporting where everybody's just saying the same thing. It's coming out of the lips of the IRS. I think there's a few things we don't know. And when they link up the chain, I'm going to be interested to see how that all plays out. All right, let's get another one here. This one from Jimbo in Texas. Jimbo says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I know you have your pulse on everything that's happening in the U.S. Well, thank you, Jimbo. I wish I have eyes everywhere. So Jimbo says, what do you think and what do you make of the latest about Tamerlan Tsarnaev and the fact that he is now been implicated in this triple murder in Boston? Duh, he was a bad guy from the get-go. He evaded local police. He evaded the FBI. Man. Well, here's the deal. A man shot by the FBI in Orlando, this is how the story goes, was a friend of Tamerlan Tsarnaev's and had implicated himself and Tsarnaev in some unsolved murders, three homicides, before he died on Wednesday morning. He's a Chechenian. He said that he confessed to this. He was in Waltham, Mass. He confessed to the killings of Waltham, Mass, while he's being questioned at his apartment in Orlando. And so, you know, a confrontation began, and the FBI agent shot and killed him in the end. But he did say that they were both involved in what happened there. So now more murders can be tagged on to Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And I'm sure as they open up that investigation a little bit more, they'll probably be able to connect those dots pretty easy. Because they're looking for clues that would link him to that triple murder. Thought that he could have been in the middle of it, and sure enough, it seems as though he was. How about that? Who knows? There's probably more that comes out of that bag of tricks. And here we were twice told by the Russians to investigate him for possible involvement with Islamic militants, and it didn't happen. Hang through. I Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
On America Tonight, a couple of thoughts. We're stringing all these controversies together. I'm almost burned out on Washington controversies, but you have to be diligent. You got to hold their feet to the fire. Otherwise, you know what? Unchecked, they're left to their own devices, the people that we have elected, because we're not even 6 months into this year, and look at the things that we've gone through already. Wait 15 minutes and another controversy will come out of Washington. It's been a brutal, I think, second term, start of the second term for the Obama folks, because walking into this gig, it was about transparency, and it's anything but. I mean, public relations nightmare. I said this before. If there was a crisis phone in the White House, they'd have to unplug it because it's just going to keep ringing. I doubt it'd be wireless. Because you always picture that phone. Said that before. You have the red phone, and then you have the other phone. Oh, no, it's another crisis. What do we do? They're terrible at handling them, first of all. And I think it's because of the lack of transparency. There's too much secrecy. So it's no doubt that they went through phone records that the Department of Justice pours through the Associated Press's phone records and then says, well, it's a danger to the public, the American public, so that's why we had to do that. And we're looking at their mother and father's phone lines, and we're tracing every single call they've made, and it just happens to be all the reporters and all of the editors who worked on the story about the drone attack in Yemen on Al-Awlaki and Abdullah Muttalib, the underwear bomber, specifically releasing that information. They broke the story, the Associated Press, so who leaked it to them? We didn't really want it out there unless we put our spin on it. That's what that they think, the Associated Press thinks. That's what it's about because everybody ties into that, those two particular stories. And then you have Lois Lerner, who's there with her dour grin on her face in front of the microphone. She gets her little momentary tent, you know, where they put the person's name across it and the obligatory camera shots for C-SPAN, then takes the Fifth Amendment. So, first revealing that they were singled out, meaning Tea Party groups and other conservatives that were looking for tax-exempt status, and then pleading the Fifth. Once the whole thing blows up and it becomes a scandal, now you got to shut up. And that's exactly what happened. So, crisis communication, you get an F, White House, and I don't understand that. Aren't these supposed to be smart lawyers? Don't lawyers know how to lawyer up correctly or how to get better PR people? So good for Daryl Issa for being the thorn in the side of the people who inhabit 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Because shame on them. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Look, you label yourself transparent. And then on things that you should be transparent on anyway, what's there to hide on some of the stuff that we've talked about? Just bring it. Lean in, as they say. Lean in and go for it. But they're not leaning in. They're leaning back. That's what they're doing. They're leaning back. And that brings the focus that much clearer for so many of us. There's lots of things that we didn't realize that were going on, only assuming the worst. And sure enough, you know, we were right. All right, I got a little dungeon action coming up here, although this may be a layup. Because it may be one of the strangest things that I tuned into in the middle of. You know, you jump in your car, flip on the radio, run home, or flip on the TV for a second. You're going to watch something. You're going to watch a game. You're going to watch some series, whatever. You flip on the tube, and you get a story midstream, and you see the pictures, and you see a guy with his hands all bloody. A man was killed by a knife-wielding assailant, but not just one, several, on a London street. The suspect had a meat cleaver and was on video telling people who were walking by, "We swear by the Almighty Allah." Eyewitnesses say the two attackers, who were later shot by officers, described the victim as being chopped like a piece of meat. The two men were taken to a hospital. They were later arrested, thank goodness. Nick Ransford, a local lawmaker in London, said that the dead man was a British soldier serving at nearby barracks. But the Ministry of Defense is being very mum on this. So if that's true, it makes it, well, it'd be, no matter who he stabbed, it's terrible, but that's awful. So he was videotaped. I saw the videotape. That's what I walked midstream into. I'm telling you that. I flipped it on. I saw, I was like, oh, for the love of God, where is this coming out of? And it was London. So what I heard was, by Allah we swear, by the Almighty Allah, and we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. Leave us alone. Even the Prime Minister, David Cameron, was shook up by this. He cut a trip to Paris short, came back to London, had an emergency meeting, said it's an appalling crime, and thoughts are with the victim and the families and the friends and just how awful this is that they've never had that kind of an attack like that. Of course, someone with a meat cleaver just chopping into somebody and then screaming that. And you think of the ideology and the way they deal with the Muslim community, specifically the mosque and things that are traced back to the mosque, and meaning radicalized Islamic types in London. They deal with things, I think, in a hands-off kind of, ooh, everybody's equal, kumbaya, no way are we going to profile. And then it'll come back and bite them in the almighty United Kingdom. And this is a good example of that. That's why Cameron got back there, because they don't want that out there. They don't need that. It's truly shocking. They don't want that. They don't want to go down this road with the Muslim population that they have in London. And to be sure, there are plenty of Muslims in London that are harmless, that are British citizens, that are fine. The problem is, could we go back to the same thing with a sickening and barbaric attack, that their government has just as many problems trying to figure out a way to operate in their ultra PC world. And this is how things blow back and bite you. So for that reason, I'm going to take these meat-cleaving, axe-wielding, crazy nuts who were in the streets saying that we're not going to stop fighting you until you leave us alone. Let's just put them in our special America Tonight dungeon. Request that they do an interview and see if we can get one from Scotland Yard.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
So they were hacking at the guy, they were chopping him up, they were doing horrible things. The Muslim Council of Great Britain, by the way, condemned the killing. They said, no doubt, it'll heighten tensions on the streets of the United Kingdom. It is a barbaric act, and it has no basis in Islam. We condemn this unreservedly. Our thoughts are with the family, the victims, and everybody else connected to this in some way. I think it's really scary because, sure, people can get shot, things can happen. Every day we see it. But this is bad. This is bad in a world where they're really trying to keep calm, especially their ultra PC. And we know in England, no guns. No guns. What if somebody had concealed and carry? What if somebody was on the street? Boom, boom, out go the lights, and these creeps are all gone, and this guy might not be dead tonight. Think about that.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.